You're listening to the best of The Rush on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back to The Rush. Hope you're having a great day. It's Teddy Wilson and Richard Krause with you through till 6 p.m. It is April 17th. It is National Canadian Film Day. And it is also, my friends, this is a real thing, International Bat Appreciation Day. Did you know about this before today, Richard? Because I would be lying to everyone if I said I knew about this day before today.
I only celebrate Canadian Film Day on this day. I'm making some room in my life for National Bat Day or International Bat Day.
Yeah, as you should.
But I did not know about it.
Well, yeah, this day reminds us apparently of the roles bats play in our daily lives. And actually, you know, I think of bats as something to be avoided. But before we bring in our next guest who knows about bats and loves them very much, they apparently, you know, a big part in maintaining ecosystems. They call them nature's pest control. I didn't know this before today. A single bat consumes up to 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour. And something else I didn't know, they're big pollinators and seed dispersers. So that's not something I would have ever thought of when it came
to
bats.
Well, and if you like tequila, thank a bat, because the agave plant, which is used to make tequila, relies heavily on bats for pollination.
So no bats, no tequila.
No bats, no tequila.
All of a sudden, I love bats. We're joined now by Aiden Wouters, and Aiden is a grad student at Carleton University, which is also my alma mater. And Aiden works on bats, loves them very much, and is here to shine more of a light on these not light-loving creatures. Hey, Aiden, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit more about why we should be appreciating bats on International Bat Appreciation Day.
Well, I usually like to say bats are this, everyone's scared of them, but I find them really ugly cute. Ugly cute being, I find them cute, other people find them ugly.
Right.
But they're really more important than most of us realize in our day-to-day lives and to our ecosystems. And if we can kind of be less scared of them, you'd be surprised how much the conversation about conserving them can change and be benefited by the public.
Well, I think Dracula probably is to blame for a great deal of our fear of bats, but Tell us why we should love them. Tell us some things that affect us in our everyday lives that bats are responsible for.
So one thing that you guys mentioned was tequila. Bats are really responsible for, they're really largely responsible for helping tequila production. They pollinate the agave plants. And the reason it's important about these bats is for not just agave and tequila, but things like mangoes, banana plants, things like that. They can have these really long flowers, and there will be bats with really long adapted snouts that can pollinate them that other animals can't. So you need those specific bats to have those plants go on.
I gotta say, Aiden, go ahead.
Go for it.
I was just gonna say, I was really surprised by the notion of bats as pollinators. I never thought of them in that context.
Yeah, they are really, there's so many different types of food sources for bats. There are insect eaters, our seed fruit eaters. We have nectar eating bats, which are one of our big pollinators. And you've got, you know, those three blood sucking bats, but don't worry, they don't like people. So they have really diverse food preferences.
What about bats in Canada? Like, are bats super common in Canada? What part of the country do we see the most? Give us a little bit of a kind of a 101 on bats in Canada.
So they're all over. They range pretty far north, especially some of our big brown bats. They're mostly insectivorous bats, and we've got two main groups. We've got migrating bats, like our eastern red bats, our hoary bats, things like that. And then we have ones that migrate over winter here. They are all insectivores, so they're really important for pest control, and they really boost our agriculture. So they can actually save like $173 per acre in like pesticide use and stuff for our crops.
We're listening to Aiden Wouters. She's a grad student at Carleton University in Ottawa working on bats, and she loves them very much, as you can tell. Why is April the best time of year to observe bats?
Well, we have our migrating ones coming back, but also our hibernating bats are waking up with the warmer weather and they're coming out. So bats actually, they mate in the fall, and then in the spring, they are basically ready to be pregnant, and so they are starting to grow their babies and rear their pups in the spring. So they make these maternity colonies, and there's lots of insects for them to eat, which helps them grow their babies. So that's why April and May are such a big period of time for them.
Yeah, and Aiden, obviously today is about appreciating bats, talking about the great stuff they do, but also you do have to be a little bit careful. I've always heard bat saliva can be dangerous to humans, and certainly if you get bitten or scratched. So what about the human caution that we should have around bats while appreciating them?
Well, I think every wild animal, you should have a healthy respect for, not necessarily fear for. I love foxes and all cool wolves and things like that, but I'm not going to go pet them because they could carry things that might hurt me.
Right.
But if you keep your distance and you appreciate them from a distance, then you're pretty safe. I think a lot of the fear around saliva is about rabies. There's this really big connection in our minds between bats and rabies, but most rabies in the world is actually carried outside of the Americas and by dogs. The reason we think about it so much in North America is because we've really controlled the rabies populations in things like dogs. So when it comes to bats, it's just a lot of people, you know, they might not have thought to go and get help after, like go see a doctor after getting bitten if a bat got in their house. But if they go and they get treated, it's basically 100% preventable that you'll have anything scary happen.
Yeah. We only have about a minute left, Aiden, but I want to ask you, you know, you love bats, you work with them at Carleton University, you study them. Our regular science contributor, Dan Riskin, he has a doctorate in bat study. He absolutely loves them as well. For you, when did you first and how did you first get into bats?
So I actually had a bat fly into my parents' house when I was a kid and I helped them get it out. And I know that's a scary experience for a lot of people, but for me, seeing that bat kind of flying away in the sunrise, I was just hooked. And when I got older, I got into science. I kept learning more and more about them. And they're these amazing, beautiful animals that are just so much cooler than we give them credit for.
Have you seen the meme online where they have bats and they sleep hanging down, so they've reversed the picture, put it to music, and it looks like they're goths dancing. Have you seen this, Aiden?
I haven't seen that, but I'll have to take a look.
You have a look, because I think you'll enjoy that. We're speaking with Aiden Wooters, grad student at Carleton University, who specializes in bats and obviously very passionate about them. Aiden, thank you so much for your time. What a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking about them whenever I can.
Love it.
We'll have you back next year for International Bat Appreciation Day.
You're listening to the best of The Rush on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.